Set up two pillars of thanksgiving and prayer. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 19. Today's Bible verses come from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 19. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order, that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. When constructing a building, the most important thing is pillar. If pillars are weak and not solid enough, a grand building cannot be built. A temple of Solomon as well, was supported by two pillars named as Jachin and Boaz. The thing that enabled Moses to win in a war against Amalek, was because there were great people like pillars like Aaron and Hul. Samhoon Department Store, that collapsed a few years back was, because the pillars could not put up with the weight and fell down. A lot of people lost their lives. A role of the pillar is this important. But not only have the buildings had pillars. Among humans, there are people who are like pillars. When the Lord blessed Philadelphia Church, as in Revelations chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Him who overcomes I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on him my new name." Like this, he said he will make them to be like pillars of the church. But we cannot use anything as pillars. At least, to function as pillars, a few things need to meet its criteria. Firstly, the pillar needs to be straight. If the pillars are not straight, it cannot function as pillars. In other words, personality, character and what a person believes in need to be straight. A person needs to have a balanced character. If faith and beliefs are not straight, and get swayed easily by the circumstance and the conditions, then cannot be used as pillars. Secondly, the pillars need to be wide enough. Pillars support the whole building. So in other words, the bowl needs to be big enough. So in the Bible, there are lots of passages where it talks about opening widely and expanding. In Psalms chapter 81, verse 10, it says, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it." In Judges chapter 54, verse 2, it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. Expand your shelter and put your tent up widely, and I will make your life on earth longer, and I will make your base solidly." In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13, it says, "As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children, open wide your hearts also." Corinthians church had a lot of grace, but it also had a lot of quarreling. Whether the food from the sacrificial altars can be eaten or not, whether the hair should be grown longer or not, whether the hair should be cut short or not, and so on. They fought and argued over small and unimportant things, and there were no days where there was no fight. In Renaissance period, the theologians had arguments with each other about how many angels can sit at the tip of the needle. Religious workers, what color of religious clothes should they wear? When people were fighting against each other over the things that are not of the original and critical essence, their faith had started to get corrupted. Paul said toward the Corinthian church, "More importantly than anything else, expand your minds." All refers to the bowl of faith. It means to be a big bowl. Becoming a pillar is like a wide tree, so the mind and the thoughts need to be big. A bowl that sacrifices need to be big, and a bowl that volunteers and serves need to be big. Thirdly, pillars need to be well taken care of and well polished. To use as pillars, we need to polish up, as to fit these for its purpose. It is the same for the humans. Personality, Moral values and intelligence and the character need to be well polished. Some people do not have polished language or personality, so even though they've sacrificed, they get bullied, make arguments, and we see some people do not get recognition. Also, the faith has pillars. Pillars of faith need to be set up properly. In Jude chapter 1, verse 20 says, "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, and pray in the Holy Spirit." Construct the building, construct yourselves, ourselves on the basis of faith. Moses, Joshua, David and Daniel and alike, they were the pillars of faith. Paul points of the two kinds of pillars of faith to the people of Ephesians church. In verse 16, one is prayer and the other is thanksgiving. When the pillars of prayer and thanksgiving are properly and well set up, the faith can be mature and it can maintain its health level. I hope that your faith will be like good pillars. The first one is that we need to set up the pillars of faith by prayer. In verse 16 it says, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." Paul introduces the events that have happened because of the prayer. In our Christian lives, a thing that cannot be left out is prayer. In the Bible, there are 355 verses that say to pray. Jesus did not teach us about the method to preach, but he taught us how to pray. So to this extent, prayer is this important. In the Bible, all the history has happened through the prayer. Have a look at the entire process after escaping from Egypt and getting into the land of Canaan. Moses led the people, got out of Egypt, walked across the Red Sea, went across Jordan, took control over the castle of Jericho, made the people of Canaan to leave, and before he took the full control over Canaan, a word that cannot be left out and a word that breakthrough power was prayer. He got through all the obstacles by prayer, and got out of the problems and issues, whenever he faced difficulties and he prayed. It shows that when we face all sorts of the problems and difficulties in our everyday lives, the most recommended way out for us is to pray. Prayer is a pillar that supports the faith. So we need to pray. Other than anything else, a life of the Lord is a model of prayer. The Lord started his ministry with 40 days of fasting and praying. He went to so many mountainside and valleys and prayed, also in early dawn or at night. He put the cross in front of him, prayed to God to seek his will. He woke his disciples up so that they will pray, when the Lord saw them sleeping. And when the Lord made the demons flee, when the disciples asked him how he made the demons flee, he said there is no other way than praying. After the Pentecost, the disciples were like that. They prayed in a storm, they prayed when they were being persecuted, and when they had problems, they prayed. Paul and Silas, they prayed when they were jailed, and when they praised the Lord and sang hymns, when they prayed, the door of the jail that cannot be opened, got opened. Also a miracle of breaking of the chain got happened. You as well, there would be a time when you do not have circumstances to pray, when you do not have right conditions to pray, when you do not feel like praying and when things are not easy. But make an effort to pray and praise the Lord. In the Bible, a key that solved countless problems was only prayer. Have a look at the special features of the people of God. Daniel was taken to the lion's den as a captive, but he did not stop praying for 3 times a day. Because of this, he had to go through the agony of getting into the lion's cave, but God had closed the lion's mouth, kept him in safety, and later he gave him a blessing of becoming of the leader of Babylon later. Esther was like that too. When the nation was in crisis, she fasted for 3 days, and with the determination that if I did, I will die, she went up to the king, and we see the history that she had saved the whole nation. When Hezekiah had a deadly disease, he prayed to God in wailing. God said that he saw Hezekiah seeking God and saw his tears. God allowed Hezekiah to live 15 years additionally and his life was extended. God is almighty, that he shortens the life, but he also has an ability to extend the life. A person who used cry, a person who is ill, A hungry person and a person that had met a storm and a person whose relationship with others has been twisted. Jacob got his problems solved when he prayed. I hope that when you face problems, do not worry by yourself but pray. Especially, this week, our church will hold a special dawn prayer morning meetings. Three people will form groups and will pray together. This is to break through a culture of late night, and to encourage a culture of dawn. If a late night culture is extravagant, that culture is a culture of corruption. But the culture of dawn is a hope of the day and it awakens a healthy spirit. Have a look at the events that have happened in the Bible. When did the Red Sea get split into two parts? When the people were crying out to God all night, God allowed the easterly wind to blow and made the sea to be split. When did Lot get saved at the castle of Sodom? It happened in dawn. When did Jacob see the sunrise at Peniel? It was in dawn. From tomorrow morning, I encourage all the people, including children, to come forward to awaken the dawn through prayer. Let it be a prayer of dawn awakening that wakes the dawn up. Prayer is the answer. Paul is letting us know that prayer is a faith-supporting pillar. The second point is, the pillars of the faith need to be set up with thanksgiving. Let's read the verse 16. In the entire world, the countries that have the highest degree of happiness are countries like Bangladesh and Malaysia. These are the countries that have the lowest GDP, gross income per person. On the other hand, the countries that feel that they are unhappy and have the highest suicide rates are countries like Switzerland and Swedish Luxembourg. But these are the countries that have the highest GDPs. When a person is asked whether a person is happy or unhappy, if a person feels unhappy, it is not because of the shortage of belongings. It is not because the environment is not good, but because there is no thanksgiving in the heart. There are people that enjoy happiness in a condition that is far less than desirable, and also there are people that do not need to worry about where they will live, what they will wear, and what they will eat all their lives, and have all they need, and spend whatever amount they would like. But there are people that live unhappily despite all the belongings they have. If a person lives with a heart that gives thanks, that person is a blessed person. Thanksgiving is a heart that God has given. Not everyone can give thanks. Restoring thanksgiving is a grace and a blessing. I hope that you will your lives with thanksgiving. When we draw a picture, if we have made a mistake, then we can draw the picture again. When we were going somewhere, if we went to a wrong way, we can change the direction. But with our lives, if it has passed, we cannot erase, we cannot turn back, we cannot change the directions, and it is like a one-way street. Thus, we need to live these lives happily, that we have been given to us only once. We need to be thankful for the fact that we got to believe in Jesus and got saved. We need to be thankful for the fact that this time we are in a worship service, and thank for the time we got given to do this. We also need to be thankful for the fact that we are alive now and we are breathing. We need to be thankful. At the moment, in Korea, there is 36% of probability that a person will be diagnosed with a cancer. In the entire lifetime, out of three people, one person would get cancer. We need to know how thankful we should be that we are healthy and breathing properly in this world. It has been said that a happy person is not a person that has the most belongings, but a happy person is a person that confesses the thanksgiving the most. We are not thankful because we are happy, but as we confess the thanksgiving, happiness comes along. Happiness of the humankind exists in looking for things to be thankful for. Animals satisfy their physical desires and live that way. But humans know the grace, humans know the pleasure, and they get to enjoy happiness when they realize that there are a lot of things to be thankful for. Rather than waiting for the good environment to be set up for us, look for the things to be thankful for in an environment that God given to me. Look for the things that are thankful for in our lives. So Paul said to give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances means not only when the things are going well, but also giving thanks even when we are healthy, when we are ill, when we succeed and when we fail. This is thanksgiving. It is, because happiness comes along to a heart that gives thanks. But for happiness, there are different types and levels. There is the first dimensional level, thanksgiving. It is thanksgiving, because of this and that. When we got promoted, when we got into the university that we wanted, when we got our diseases healed, in other words, this is thanksgiving, when we have something to be thankful for. When we have things to be thankful for, but if we do not know how to thank, that would be a person that does not know the give and take concept. That would be a person that does not know the grace. Also, there is the second dimensional level, thanksgiving. That is a thanksgiving even though everything is not perfect. Even though there is illness now, there is a belief that God will allow a person to be well again. Even though the situation now is difficult, but there is a belief that the things will be restored again. Even though we have failed now, it is thanksgiving that God will rebuild the things up and believing in God's promises. A thanksgiving, the first dimensional level thanksgiving, is a dangerous faith, because a person gives thanks when there are things to be thankful for. A person like this changes completely when thankful conditions disappear. A person like this blame easily. People of God need to thank like the second dimensional level. Whatever the circumstances, we need to be hopeful that God will work in His right timing. In the Bible, Habakkuk gave thanks like this. Even though he failed in all things, he was determined that he will be thankful because of Jehovah. God promised that he will jump like a deer. That is a promise that God will restore things again. There is also the third dimensional level, thanksgiving. It is thanksgiving when it seems there is no hope on this land. It is thanksgiving that Job gave in the Bible. Job actually lost all he had. In the circumstance like that, he confessed that even he goes back with empty hands, with nothing left, it was God that gave him his possessions and it would be God that took away his possessions. And he even confessed that he gives all the praise to God. God had blessed this Job, and multiplied his blessings in later years. I hope that you will construct your lives with pillars of thanksgiving in your home setting, and in your Christian lives and in your walk with God. Through this thanksgiving period, with your mind, spirit and your possessions, I hope that you will be thankful to God truly and genuinely. I hope that this thanksgiving would be a time that you acknowledge God for all the blessings that He has given you for this entire year. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, praying and giving thanks are the pillars that set up the faith. When we build the pillars of prayer and thanksgiving well, the Lord gave two kinds of grace. He gave the wisdom and also insight. In verse 17, it says, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight, so that you might grow in our knowledge of God. Wisdom means ability to identify what is right and wrong and also ability to look things through. There is a person that has knowledge but does not have wisdom. On other hands, there is a person that lacks knowledge but has wisdom. In James 1, v. 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. So God told us to seek wisdom. When Solomon prayed with 1,000 sacrifices, God gave him wisdom. When students study, they need wisdom. When a businessman runs a business, he needs wisdom. Also, to make family happy, a happy home, we need wisdom. God gave wisdom when people prayed and asked for it. Not only this, when people prayed, God gave insight. Insight means a secret that is hidden. God opened all the secret factors when people prayed. Then what was the purpose that He gave wisdom and insight? In verse 17, His purpose been stated. It says its purpose was to let us know more about God. His purpose of giving us wisdom and insight was so that the humankind can get to know more about God properly, and get the knowledge about God truly and accurately. Also, he opened the eyes of the heart and mind. In the earlier part of verse 18, it says, "I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called." Eyes of the heart mean the eyes that are holy and spiritual, so that look up to God. Humans have three kinds of eyes. There are physical eyes that see the objects, there are intellectual eyes that see to understand the way things work, and also there are eyes that are spiritual, so that look up to God. So David said in Psalms chapter 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law." The eyes that David desired to have were not the physical eyes. He desired and longed to have spiritual eyes that would be open, to be able to see God. Praying and thanksgiving help us to get to know God properly. Through wisdom and insight, He allows our eyes to be spiritually open so that we would see God. I hope and pray, and also bless you all in the name of Jesus, that all of you will construct your pillars of faith by praying and thanksgiving, so that you will all be firmly set up in faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.